Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night. Then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called dream breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
I dreamed I was young again. I couldn't stop looking at myself in the mirror. It was a good dream. But then I woke up and remembered I was old and had 18 grandchildren. And that was better than being young in a dream. That's all. Have a nice day.
Marco, you awake?
Of course. It's my shift to stand guard.
Just checking. I'm just going to turn this little light on.
Okay.
I can't sleep.
Well, heaven is out.
Mm-hmm. It looks pretty peaceful for someone who's trying to confront his biggest fears.
You think it's happening yet? The Golden Killer dream? You think he's already on his way to closing the breach?
Probably.
What do you even think he's saving us from? What do you think Crowley is trying to do?
I'm afraid to even think about it. I mean, real world stuff is scary enough, you know? I think it's really happening.
I think it really is.
Mr. Rickert, sir, I hate to disturb you poolside, but it's time to get ready to head to the stadium.
Thanks for letting me know.
Rock and roll waits for no one, sir.
That is the truth. This dream isn't so bad after all.
And now, would you please welcome to the stage, on the last night of their world tour, Evan Rickert and the Bad Dream!
Oh, she's got a skinny body, her hair is long and gray, her feet are rusty tiny, so she starts to stomp away. She'll give you what a fright in the middle of the night, if you eat too much yesterday, she'll be stomping on your belly. Eat, sleep, breathe, stop! Piece of dirt, piece of dirt, think you're in a rut. Eat, sleep, dream, stop. Eat, sleep, dream, stop. Piece of dirt, piece of dirt, get off my gut. Whoa!
Go away, Billy.
Here we go.
Oh, great. What are you doing here, Maria?
In my own backyard?
Oh, yeah. We're in Marco's backyard.
And mine.
And yours. But why?
I don't know why you're here. I'm just hanging out watching that beehive over there.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, see that shiny marble just hovering there inside the hive?
Yeah.
I need it.
Well, go get it. What are you waiting for?
Just like that?
Sure, why not?
I can't. I'll get stung all over. How about you do it?
Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
Oh, wait. I can do this. I just need...
Oh, cool. Where'd you get a bee suit? Can I have one?
No time to explain, Maria. Almost. There. I got it. But now it's gone. What?
It's over there.
Gotta go.
Bye.
This is my game here. I'm just going to play it once.
I have so many questions.
You've been a loyal employee. I should have warned you about Henry.
I'm worried that the Dream Academy has been compromised in ways we don't even know yet. Like the safe.
Well, the reason I was there earlier was to check to see if he'd taken the bait.
What bait?
The Kilners in the safe weren't Kilners at all, but either way they're gone, so he obviously took them at some point. But he's in for a surprise when he ends up spending the night in Akron, as they say.
How did you know he was up to something?
We're good here.
That's it? You came here to play a game?
Yep.
But I don't understand. Don't go. This is the second time I'm here today, and I need to figure out why.
Naya!
Sorry, Naya. Gotta go.
Naya!
Mr. Landry, everything okay?
Yes, it's just I remembered after you left earlier. In the dream I had about the people in the diner, they were talking about a boy who had a recurring dream about joining the circus. It was the week we'd gotten this game, so that's probably where my brain cooked that up.
Interesting. Hey, did you know that woman who was just here?
Only that she comes in and plays a game maybe a couple times a year.
Well, this game only? Ringmaster's Run?
Yes.
Her hat is like the one you described in your dream when you called it in.
Oh, yeah! Right! But,
I'm missing something! I'm so close, I want to scream!
Time to clear out, kids! Arcade's closing early tonight!
What are you doing here, Henry?
Well, you're here. I figure that must mean something. And when I saw you were at an arcade, I realized that the background noises on that dream were arcade sounds. I take it that was your dream, Mr.
Landry.
So, tell me about this diner you dreamed about, Mr. Landry. Tell me everything.
Here, Anna. You can sleep down here in the cabin and I'll sleep up on deck. Here's a spare pillow and blanket. I'm sorry it's not more luxurious. I wasn't exactly expecting you.
That's fine. Thanks. Luna? You're here. How did you know I needed you right now? Come here, girl.
Anything else I can get you?
No. We should go. I mean... I don't know how I'm supposed to fall asleep, having just learned that you, the notorious Crowley, are my father. And that I told Evan the exact wrong thing to do. What if you're right, and I don't wake up?
No time for that kind of thinking. And I'll do anything I have to protect you.
What if it's too late to fix my mistake?
Anna... I can tell just by the little I know of you that your mother's spirit is in you. And she was a heck of a breacher. I have stories I can tell. But I don't doubt you can get to him and get him to listen. But we have to go now. We need to go to his dream and stop him from closing the breach. So sleep. Please.
Okay. Okay. So I'll see you there?
See you there, Anna.
I know. I'm worried too. But I need to sleep so I can get to Evan. Come here, girl. Let's get cozy. Let's go see Evan, okay? Let's go see Evan.
Great, the world's smallest tunnel. I hate tunnels. Anything but a tunnel. And do we really need the storm? Isn't making me climb through a ridiculously tiny tunnel enough? It's not like it's raining inside the tiny tunnel.
Cool.
Marco, what am I gonna do? Look at how tiny it is and dark. I'll barely be able to move in there. My shoulders will barely fit through the opening.
You can totally do this.
You're not really here. I'm just dreaming you.
Dude, I'm really here. It's really me. Garvin came by the camper van and brought me in. He's around here somewhere.
That's what I'd have you tell me if I were dreaming that you were here. But Garvin abandoned me. And it's not possible for you to be here.
We never thought any of this was possible.
True.
You want my help or not?
You can't help me unless you can do it for me, and you can't. It has to be me. Why me?
I don't know, but remember when we were little, we used to play commando-type games at the playground, and we'd crawl under that big turtle? And we made up all these fantasies about being older and having to do something important. We wanted that more than anything, remember?
Yeah.
We wanted to matter.
I remember.
This is that, Evan. This is us, you older, doing something important. This is you mattering.
This is me mattering.
You already know how much you matter to me, right?
Never questioned it. Same for you, you know that?
Of course. And I know you can do this.
Okay. Anna said to close my eyes, that every place is small with your eyes closed.
That's a great idea. Do it. Imagine you're crawling in the great outdoors. Going the countdown from 5, 4, 3, 2. Close your eyes. And 1. Go.
Okay, so this isn't so bad. I'm just crawling in a big open space with my eyes open. Blue skies overhead for sure.
That's the spirit.
I'm not in a tunnel at all. It's just a short little crawl.
You're almost there, Evan.
I see it. I see the Kilner. I can almost reach. Except I can't feel my arm. Oh, jeez. It really is a tunnel, and it's so teeny. Retreat, retreat. I gotta get out.
Evan, this is you doing it. Don't stop now. You're so close.
Okay. Okay, I see it. I can just about reach it, and I got it! But there he goes.
Marco?
Yeah?
Are you making that noise?
What noise?
That noise.
That's a frog. Shoot, if that frog wakes him up.
We have to find it.
Shh, I see it.
Can you get it?
Yeah, I got it. Letting it out now.
Shoot, Evan's phone.
Turn it off.
But it's Nye calling him. Shoot, I missed it. Should we call back? What do we do?
I wish there was something we could do, but we cannot interrupt this dream.
You think we just wait?
I think we just wait.
Now, if you'll turn your attention to the high wire, our gravity-defying performer will amaze you with his feats of bravery and balance.
I don't know how to walk a high wire. Whoa. Even if I wasn't afraid of heights. Whoa.
He will cross 50 feet of wire to rescue his beloved Dalmatian Dot, who you see does not like being up on that teeny tiny platform.
Oh, no!
What? Dot! No!
Evan's not afraid of anything. Evan's not afraid of anything!
Oh, you're not really here. Whoa, I never told you about that dream. Whoa.
No, I'm not really here. Which is proof that, in here, you're in charge. In here, you can be fearless.
Oh, you didn't give me any good tips for this one. You just said to remind myself that my body's back in the, whoa, the camper van.
How is that not a good tip?
I'm gonna dream the high wire was wider.
That's definitely another way to go.
I'm gonna dream that it's just a regular floor.
That's pretty impressive. I see it, but why is there a volleyball court in the middle of a circus?
Oh, no. Something's wrong.
I was afraid this would happen.
What?
It's nothing.
No, what's wrong? Wait, you're not even here.
The dream is choosing the final fear.
The dream is choosing?
I'm sorry, Evan, but you can do it, whatever it is.
What are you waiting for, loser?
You're not actually here either, Will. You can't be here. Go away!
This your dog? This your marble that's gonna save the world?
Leave Dot alone, and give me the marble!
Dot? That's hilarious. What, was Spot taken?
I said you can't be here! You're ruining everything! And we used to be friends, you know? When we were younger, I don't know what happened, but whoa!
This is game point. Will, your serve.
No, this is wrong. This isn't the right dream. I'm not afraid of him anymore. I don't even like volleyball.
Just admit it, kid. Admit that you're just not good enough.
You're not really here. I'm just dreaming you.
Just not good enough.
Not strong enough.
Not brave enough.
Not experienced enough.
I'll make this easy for you, kid. Here it is in my hand. The golden kilner that you can use to close the breach if you can face down your deepest fear, which is that you're not up to the job.
Dot! Come here!
You don't even really want the kilner, do you?
We're stronger and more brave than anyone imagined! And we're taking the golden kilner! Now! Worked! It actually worked! I have the kilner! Whoa. When you said the breach was a wall of water, I never imagined it would be so beautiful.
How'd you know I was here?
Sensed you, I guess.
You're getting stronger.
Where have you been?
I was trying to gather information that might help us.
I already figured it out. There's a tiny hole for the gold kilner right here in the wall. Look!
Evan!
Evan! Wait, we need to talk.
Anna! I'm doing it!
Evan, stop!
Anna, we're too late. Wake up, Anna!
Holly, get out of here!
Evan! Catch! Keep this safe!
What? I did it! Look! I actually did it! It's not even like water anymore.
Yeah, Evan. You did it.
Wait, but were you trying to stop me? And why are you on the other side of the breach? Why did you throw me your locket?
Crowley wasn't planning on closing and controlling the breach.
Of course he was.
That's what we all thought, yes. That's what I told you. It's not your fault, Evan. It just turns out he wanted the kilner so that he could make sure the breach is kept open.
I don't understand. Help me understand.
He was worried about what might happen to me if the breach is closed.
To you?
Because I was born here.
I'm her father, Evan. I only wanted to protect her from this unknown.
Wait, Anna, Crowley is your father?
I didn't know.
I still don't understand.
The original breacher was my mother.
Well, the original of this era.
What do you mean?
There's a long history of dream breaching. It comes in waves throughout time. Anna's mother triggered this wave when she opened the breach by having Anna.
I'm so sorry, Evan. I didn't know.
But I thought the original breacher died that night. You have a photo with your mother.
It was a rumor that Anna's mother encouraged so as to protect their identities.
No one's sure I'm gonna be able to... wake up now.
No, I'm sure you'll be fine. You have to be fine. Let's all just wake up, okay?
Okay, Evan. All we can do is try.
Wait. What's gonna happen to Dot? Is this my Dot? Hey, girl. Come here.
You wanted a dog so badly that you made your stuffed dog real, Evan. That's how everyone knew you were more powerful than any breacher since, well, since my mom. You just never knew you also had the power to bring Dot home.
Well, then I'll bring her now. We just need to wake up. I'm sure it'll be fine, Anna. I'm sure you'll be fine. On the count of three, all of us. Wait, where will I find you?
Crowley's houseboat. You'll know which one it is.
And you're coming with me, Dot. One, two, three.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
It looks like he's waking up.
Evan, sweetie, it's morning. Wake up.
Mom? Dad? Hi. What are you guys doing here?
We were too worried to wait around at home.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Aw, Dot, you made it!
Wait, this is Dot?
Yeah, when I was sick, all those years ago, I made her real in a dream. I just didn't know it.
Evan, that's amazing.
That's why the stuffed one disappeared?
Wait, what?
Can we keep her, Mom? Dad?
Of course.
Yes. Emmy, Marco, you okay?
Yes. We're really happy to see you.
How'd it go? Did it work?
I closed the breach, yeah. And I'll tell you guys everything as soon as I can. But first, I need to check on Anna. Come on, Dot, let's go.
But Evan...
Just meet me at home in a little while, all of you. Okay? I'll bring Anna.
So tell me this, Henry. What's the end game here?
The end game is that even when the kid closes the breach, I'm set up to keep breaching on my own. I just need the Silver Kilner to protect myself, for insurance. Don't want the kid opening things up again, not when he and I will be the only two left.
But how will you be able to breach if the breach is closed?
Let's just say I've got a friend on the other side, and having him there will let me breach in real time. I won't even have to be asleep.
And then what? If it's just you and Evan left breaching, what happens?
I'm going to mess with his head. I'm going to make it so that he wishes he never realized he was a breacher. And he won't be able to keep up with me anyway. So as a man who once sold me a very special Kilner told me, just sit back, friend, and wait for the show.
Sure, Henry.
Of course. That still means Mr. Landry here has to tell me where the Kilner is.
Thank you for letting me come here. Where is she?
Below deck.
Oh, Anna.
Hello, Helen. Still wearing that hat you stole from me, I see.
It suits me, don't you think? Didn't know you'd be here, too. Is she okay?
Evan will fix it.
He's just a kid, Garvin.
You've seen what he can do.
But he still has to find the Silver Kilner.
Did you have to hide it quite so well?
I put it somewhere he sees it all the time.
Fine, then. She deserves to know you're alive.
I can't possibly tell her now.
That you've spent her whole life in hiding to protect her?
You could have told me. I also deserve to know.
I'm sorry.
You should go.
Crowley, we'll talk another time.
Of course.
And you, Garvin. You've been a great friend to me and uncle to Anna. You and Thomas raised her well.
Anna raised herself, Helen. Thomas and I were just there.
Anna, where are you?
Helen, just go now.
Anna!
I'm over here, Evan. Come aboard.
Is Anna here? Is she okay?
She's down below. Follow me.
Garvin, you got here fast.
I'm sorry, Evan. We failed you.
What's wrong? Oh, no. She didn't wake up?
She didn't come back, Evan. It's what Crowley feared. She can't come back.
Oh, I don't understand. She looks so small, all curled up like that, and cold. Is she shivering?
I'll fetch a blanket.
So she's here, but she's gone? Oh, she's stuck on the other side of the breach.
Yes.
So now what?
You need to find the Silver Kilner, Evan.
And how exactly am I supposed to do that? Why can't you help me?
It's a finder's keeper's Kilner, Evan. It'll only work for the breacher who locates it.
So you know where it is, but you can't tell me.
She hasn't told me. I just know that it's nearby and has been for years, hidden somewhere close.
Who's she?
The director of the Dream Academy, Anna's mother.
So you all work together, but none of you can help me?
She can't tell you directly, but I know she's trying.
Trying how?
Have there been any, I don't know, clues?
No, there haven't been any clues.
I'm so sorry, Evan.
I messed up. And now Anna...
What's that in your hand?
Anna's locket.
Have you opened it?
Seems, I don't know, personal.
But she gave it to you.
It's just a photo. A photo of her and... the woman who has the high score in Ringmaster's Run?
I don't understand. You've seen Helen?
It's been right there the whole time. I've got to go.
He's just an old man, Henry. There's no need to tie him up.
I'm not that old.
He owns the neighborhood arcade. He doesn't know anything about dream breaching.
Dream what?
See?
tell me where the silver kilner is, or...
The silver what?
Marble. The special silver marble. Show me where it is now, or I'll start smashing the place up. Some of these machines look vintage, like a collectible. But they won't be worth much when I'm done here. Should I start here? Ringmaster's Run?
That old hunk of junk? Ha! Knock yourself out!
Okay, then. This'll be fun.
No, wait! Just... show him the safe, Mr. Landry.
But...
you haven't changed the code?
Since you worked here, no.
Then I'll open it up.
Finally, she comes to her senses.
But Naya!
There's no point in trying to hide it anymore. It's in here, Henry. This way. Sorry, it's a narrow hallway. Please, after you.
Naya, don't forget about the broken lock.
Oh, I will never forget.
Now, will you please tell me what's going on?
Naya, what is going on?
Evan, I tried calling. I think I figured something out. It has to do with...
Ringmaster's Run.
Yes, but what? Whose dog is that?
That's Dot. She's mine. She used to be a stuffed animal, but not anymore.
Holy cow, Evan.
I know. And there's a pinball in Ringmaster's Run that has never behaved the same as the others.
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Landry, can you open up the machine?
I'll grab the keys, but what's going on?
One of those pinballs isn't actually a pinball at all.
Evan, we're out back.
Everyone's here. And where's Anna?
She's not here. I have to fix things in my dream tonight. With this.
Another marble. Crying.
Don't worry, Dad. It'll be fine. She'll be here tomorrow. And the bad guy everyone was so worried about wasn't really a bad guy. I've got this. I know I do.
Hey, Evan! Come over here! Come here, Dot!
Oh, look! She wants to play!
You guys are never gonna believe where the silver kilner was.
Tell us!
It was the slow pinball inside Ringmaster Run!
What? That's crazy!
The woman with the high score is the director. And Anna's mother. And look, it's really worn down. But if you look closely, you can see the etching is there.
That is so cool. But where is Anna?
She's stuck. There. On the other side of the breach.
What? How?
It's okay. I'm gonna reopen the breach with the silver kilner tonight, and everything will be fine.
What about Crowley?
It turns out he wasn't plotting to close the breach. He was only trying to protect Anna from this exact thing. Her not waking up. Because she was born in a dream. She's the daughter of the original Breacher.
That's incredible.
So it's not all coming to an end today after all?
Not yet. Hey, you know what's funny? With you guys here, and my parents so happy, and now Dot, this feels a little bit like that party I dreamed about.
Evan's not afraid of anything.
Okay, really. You can stop now. But hey... maybe I'm not.
Mom?
Anna.
I don't suppose you feel like opening the breach again.
I wish I could, Anna.
You know, you have a lot of explaining to do.
I know.
But right now, I want to just enjoy being able to see you. Enjoy knowing that you're alive.
Whenever you want to talk, so I can explain. I'm ready.
Maybe after Evan opens the breach again.
Oh, Anna.
What? He can do it. I know he can.
Yes, Anna. That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
Hey there, Dream Academy. It's me, Evan. So, I dreamed I sort of saved the world. Or thought I did. But now I don't know if I actually did or not. But in the dream, I was just this ordinary kid with all the same problems as other ordinary kids. But I had this quest I was on, and I had to face down three of my fears in order to do something brave. And my friend Marco, he showed up at just the right time. And then Emmy, too. And this girl, Anna. who I sort of just met, but who feels like an old friend. Well, she gave me good advice. But it turned out the things I thought I feared most were wrong, and I ended up conquering a fear I didn't even know I had. Anyway, it turned out the bad guy wasn't really so bad, and I did the wrong thing without knowing. Now I have to fix it. But I'm not afraid. So tonight, I'll dream the Silver Kilner dream. I mean, how hard can it be?
Dream Breachers is a Pinna original production created by Tara Altobrando. Written by Tara Altobrando. Produced for Pinna by Degas Media. Voice direction, casting, and audio production by Fred Greenhalgh and Casey Turner. Original score by Frank Schulmeier. Dialogue editing by Grace Waldron. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Executive produced by Amy Kraft. Production support by Ash Beecher and Thaddeus Dankwa. Child development consultation by Mariana Diaz-Vianchek, Ph.D. Cultural consultation by Mariana Diaz-Vianchek, Ph.D. and Maria Teresa Furtado. Characters voiced by Pi Crosby, Jaden Luo, Gia Chase, Lisa Boucher-Hartman, Eric Moody, Colin Burke, Cliff Chapman, Jordan Cobb, Thomas Campbell, Maya Koloski, Lucas Crowell, Mia Luna Hernandez, Kim Dakin, Mariah Bergeron, Brent Ascari, Aaron Lockman, Joe Campos, Anna Carvalho, Christine Marshall, Ed Romanoff, CJ Lewis, Darby DeFilippis, Dustin Tucker, Ashanti Williams, Brooks Ewald, Hannah Daly, Heath Miller, James Herrera, Janice Gardner, Jared Monjo, Jenny Wren Walker, Jocelyn Townsend, Marie Lane, Mary Stewart Harmon, Milana Owe, Nathaniel Igo, Rob Marrera, Henry Trowbridge, Robbie Trowbridge, Roger Gregg, Tony Riley, Ian Carlson, Janae Woodruff, Tal Munir, Ella McCain, Eureka Ono, Al Ganiker, and Tudi Van Rienen.